103 South Tracy Hall Parkway.
Do my check real quick, and then we're gonna start.
Mic check. Okay, so it's 5 o'clock, and today's April 17th, 2024, and we'll be doing our administrative hearing for Planning Commission. I'm Dustin Wright, I'm the hearing officer for tonight's meeting, and we have one item on the agenda. I'll read the item in. It is Jerry Olivera requests conditional use permit for auto repair services, SLU 6411 in the PIC Planned Industrial Commercial Zone, located at 2103 South Tracy Hall Parkway, Spring Creek neighborhood. And Nancy Robinson's our planner on this item. And I turn the time over to you for an overview on the item.
Great. Thanks. Okay. So this is just off of Tracy Hall Parkway. It is a brand new building that was built in, built in 2023, and they are just now giving tenants. There haven't been any neighborhood issues reported to the staff. Conditional use permit is required under Provo City Code for the Planned Industrial Commercial Zone. The planned use is an automobile repair. The applicant is working with the Franchise Collision Center to establish a direct repair program shop. It will work with customers and insurance agencies to repair vehicles. There will be approximately 10 employees at the facility, and the vehicles that are being repaired will be kept in shop, and the parking for the employees is needed. One of the conditions would be the applicant would be required to obtain a business license. There are 28 parking spaces provided on the property. Proposed use would only require 16 spaces. The staff recommends the approval of the requested conditional use permit for fixed auto Provo with the following condition: that the applicant obtain the correct business license prior to operating.
Thank you. And the applicant, are you the applicant?
Yes.
Do you have anything you'd like to add?
Not really. I think Nancy was pretty thorough with everything, and we went through a lot of emails back and forth with what exactly what we're going to do. And it is going to be a franchise. It's not going to be we're not going to be flipping cars or any of that stuff, or no car sales, none of that. It is going to be somewhat of a Caliber Collision or a Crash Champion. It's going to be a nice franchise place that hopefully we could get to the point where we work with our insurance partners to give away a car per year and stuff like that, like to give back to the community. But honestly, we really are excited about this location because of the aesthetics and how nice it looks and how presentable it is. So hopefully the committee approves us so we could start working on it.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
And then I'll open it up, since it's a public hearing, for any public that would like to speak on it. And I don't see any here. So I'll close the public hearing, and then I just have some questions, I guess, to kind of go over. So is this also going to be auto body and auto repair?
It's just auto body. So
just auto body.
Yeah, we're going to be a direct repair facility for State Farm and possibly USAA.
Okay, then. We know Nancy on the auto body, if that's part of the SLU code, auto body repair. Okay. In this location, you guys using the whole building, or are you just leasing out a portion?
The whole thing.
Okay. And I remember when the project came into to this hearing when it was being built. There were neighbor concerns about what this property might bring as far as impacts to the neighborhood. And since this is a conditional use, we want to be sensitive to some of those things. There were concerns from neighbors about sound and noise. At that time, they didn't know what the tenant was going to be. And so I want you to maybe kind of describe what kind of noise your business would be.
So it is a body shop, right? I'm not going to say that no, there will be any noise inside of the facility, but for the most part, you really probably not going to be able to hear it outside, especially the neighbors to the back. We'll make sure that we have the doors closed, but honestly, the biggest, it'll probably be one air hammer every 3 weeks when we get a big repair, but typically nowadays, you don't even use air hammers anymore. So that is the biggest noise you hear from a body shop is like the, like an air hammer is really loud, but we don't, actually, I don't even think State Farm allows us to use that kind of stuff. So all of the noise will be kept to a minimum, that's for sure. Like, especially no cars are going to be repaired around the back or the front because of the aesthetics of what the franchise is asking for and what personally, like what I want to be presenting to whoever's going to come in and do business with us. So all the work is going to be done indoors. So I don't think it would be any kind of issue. The other thing is obviously I'll talk to my staff about honking or anything like that, not to disturb any of the neighbors, but that's the only thing I could think of that could be a potential for noise. The air compressor is going to be indoors as well. And we are going to get it's a different kind of compressor where you don't really hear it. It's kind of more of it still obviously makes noise, but it's not going to be like the whole old school style of the big noise that they used to do because of the spray booth that we're going to be installing. And then the spray booth does have it just has a air makeup that comes out of the roof of the facility. But by the time it leaves, it's already been filtered 3 times. And I'm sure you guys have dealt with body shops and all that stuff. So that's another one that we're going to be like, that's the only thing coming in from the inside out of, I don't even think that makes any noise. So as far as noise goes, we'll make sure that it stays in.
Okay. And then as far as your parking goes, the staff report says that there's sufficient parking and that the operation is going to be kept within the structure. So all the vehicles, so it mentioned the employees would be the ones parking there. Vehicles that are dropped off, are those stored outdoors or in the...
For the most part, they're going to be indoors just because there's more than enough space for them. And then another thing that the franchise wants, and so does State Farm, they will send auditors out to these body shops to make sure that they're not... Their cars aren't just left open or any of that stuff. So all cars must be indoors. Sure, there's going to be some parked out back that, you know, maybe it's a total loss or something. That would be out back, but there's more than enough space for the employees. And an average of total losses per body shop this size is probably about 3 to 4 total losses. And again, I'd rather speak on it and be honest with those kind of things. I'm not going to be parking those cars in front. Again, that's not the aesthetic that we want to go with. If we do get a total loss and it's inoperable and I can't move it, then I would probably park it on the east side of the building, if we're looking at it from the south side of the building on the back, it would be parked out back, like next to the trash bin. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, around that area so that a tow truck can go in and take the car out.
What would be the time frame on?
Auto loss usually is between about four days max because they pay out on a daily basis of storage. So Copart or IAA, they pick up the vehicles from the facility, and they don't necessarily want to pay more than 4 days of storage, so they're fairly quick to pick them up.
Okay, then are there garage doors on that back side
No.
that are just in the front?
Just the front. There's two man doors in the rear. If you look at the gaps, actually three. Yeah, there's one on the corner in the center, and then on the other corner. The only bay doors are the four in the front. That's essentially where the cars will be entering. Our office is going to be on this side here, not in the center, but on the other side. Yeah, that one. So the office is going to be in that vicinity, and then any vehicle drop-offs are going to be within that. Can I stand up so I can show you?
Sure. So plan is to do the office within this space here, right here, and then anybody dropping off will come in here from north and then go into this store. These doors are going to
Can
be
you just
four.
project really loud because that night it's a hard time
Oh,
hearing?
sorry. So these doors here, this one, and this one are all going to be for staff only. The only one, well, all of them are going to be staff, but the only one that would have any kind of people or anything like that from clients are going to be here at this on the first one. We just want to keep it as simple as possible so that they're just here and they're not like moving around anywhere else. So that, like, sure, aesthetically, the building looks like you want to enter here and there's these two doors here, but we just want to make it easier so that any handicap parking, they're here. And then we have, I think, three parking spots in this area. So for our office. But yeah, so these doors will be used mainly for the employees to either drop off parts on this one, and then our paint booth will potentially be on this corner or this corner, depending on, I mean, we obviously have to talk to the city too where they would like us to put it, and then we could structure the process around this. I think the biggest reason for all of this is a spray booth, right? So obviously the next step is going to be to speak with the city about where they would like us to place it. Ideally, I would want it in one of these corners so that the flow of the vehicles can just be parking cars into cars in here, and then the flow of the repairs go around. That's essentially the plan. And then the office, like I said, is going to be here. There is a lot like this piece here. I think the restrooms we're going to put back here. There's going to be two of them. We already proposed some stuff to the landlord, and it looks like we're going to have one staff and one, I'm sorry, one for our customers, and then another one for staff. And all the connections are different. Thanks. Yep.
And then could you tell me, could you talk about the hours of operation? You mentioned vehicle drop off. What hours are those? Is that going to be?
It's going to be 8 to 5.
Okay.
Yeah, 8 to 5.
So there wouldn't be a tow truck dropping off a car in the middle of the night.
For the most part, they don't. Not the way that Fix has it. If they do, it's only because it was an emergency and they dropped it off, but for the most part, Fix doesn't allow tow trucks to just drop off because then that's a liability on us. And if they do, it would just be parked in the front somewhere. But I don't think we would allow it. For the most part, if it's State Farm or USAA, they prefer to take a vehicle to the tow yard when it's after a wreck. And then we pick it up. That's how it works. Just like
She said 8 to 5.
8 to 5. Now, if I know we've talked about this before, but we are planning on doing a 4-day week, but not till later in the future. And that would probably eventually go to 6. from 8 to 6, but we wouldn't, I mean, obviously we would notify you guys if we were going to be doing that, but for the most part right now, we would probably just stay with the 8 to 5.
Okay. All right. I think that was answers all my questions. I kind of jotted down a few things that we've talked about that I think would be good to put as conditions. In addition to the staff recommendation for
business license.
The business license prior to operating. So I would have that as a condition as well. But another condition would be that staff provides the noise ordinance section of our city code to you so that you have that and are aware of what you need to make sure you're complying with.
Okay.
As far as noise goes. And then the other condition would be hours of operation. If I put 8 to 6, that would work for your future change. Is that something you'd be okay with?
It's probably better just to have it like that, but I mean, we could obviously tell that 6, that 5.
Yeah, just keep it. Can go to 6 p.m.
Perfect.
You don't have to stay open.
If we could do that, that would be great. Yeah. Right?
Okay. And then the other was just, that all the cars should work on indoors with those doors closed to help limit the disturbance to those neighboring properties. And those are the conditions that I have, and I move to approve the conditional use permit with those conditions. If Nancy, if you'd like me to go over any of those.
I've got them written
down. Okay. All right, and that's the only item we have on today's agenda, so I'll go ahead and close the administrative hearing.